We will now call the April 14th, 2015 meeting of the City of Aiken Planning Commission to order, please. For those of you who may not have attended one of our meetings before, let me share a few basic rules. We ask that, thank you, we ask that everyone stay focused and minimize side conversations. We ask that you turn your cell phones on mute or turn them off. And when there is an item called for discussion, we will first ask for those people who are in support of the application. When you come up to speak, if you will step up to the podium so that you can be heard, and if you will state your name and address for the record. We ask that you address the commission and not the audience. If you have, and then when we're done, we'll ask for those who are in opposition to the application. Then it will come back to the commission for a vote. And understand that that vote, we are a recommending body. That vote is whether or not to recommend an application to City Council, and City Council will then have a final vote on it. All right. First item before us is the minutes, approval of the minutes of last month's meeting. Are there any questions or corrections on that? If not, may I entertain a motion to accept them as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor? Okay. Our first item before us is application 15-60006, rezoning from residential single family RS6 to office for one lot located on Tap Creek Road across from Seven Oaks Drive. The applicant is Michael Calhoun. Is there someone present to speak on behalf of this application? He was in the work session.
Yeah. Here you go. Nope.
Would you like me to go see if he's in there?
Okay. I know he intended to speak. Mr. Calhoun, I have called for anyone to speak in application in favor of this application, and I believe that would be you.
Yes.
If you'll state your name and address for the commission, please.
Okay. My name is Mike Calhoun. I reside at 225 Magnolia Lake Road in Aiken. Now, my request really is to just to rezone just a portion. It's 1.86 acres of the 6 acres that's highlighted in red. And the 1.6 acres is adjacent to the Town Creek salon and hair salon to the southeast. The blue area across the street is all zoned office. There's a water treatment plant at the intersection of Seven Oaks Boulevard. And then I'll own the balance of the property, which is R6, to the backing up to Gem Lakes and to the yellow vacant parcel to the south. I believe it's in the best interest of the city and its residents to do this, and there's really four reasons why. One is by subdividing this lot into three parcels. It allows for the three separate developments to take place. And what it will do is allow me to keep the maximum number of trees. There's a drop in elevation. If you look at the northeast corner to the southwest corner, it drops almost 22 feet. And at an elevation. So if I master plan that, I've got to balance the site. There you go. by balancing this site, you're going to be required to take almost every tree out. So by sort of subdividing it and keeping each parcel on its own, it's not going to maximize the site from a developer's perspective, but you're going to have to hold stormwater on each site. You're going to have to do tree counts on each site. So it should, you know, what I'm really trying to do is protect the value of the homes on Jim Lakes and at the same time have a viable development going forward. So, you know, maximization of trees, it's going to increase the city's tax base. I've got a letter of intent from a medical-related use that needs about a 6,000 square foot building for that 1.86 acres. And like I mentioned, it does, I believe, protects the values of Jim Lake because the balance of the property is R6, but because of that irregular shape, it's not really going to allow more than maybe one or two homes that would, you know, that would sit on 1 acre lots. So again, I'm maintaining those trees and not sort of creating a master retention area or mosquito pond at the lowest area, which is going to back right up to the homes. And the reason I created the sliver sort of on the long sliver is it actually adds value to the adjacent property when and if that gets developed. Because it's really not wide enough to really do, you know, you can't really put a road in and just have homes on one side with the cost of development. So again, I was trying to do something that was in the best interest of the community at large and still be able to, you know, have a project.
Okay. All right. Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Calhoun?
Mr. Calhoun, what you say you don't have any plans for the remaining property at this point?
I don't. I mean, it's zoned R6.
Which is residential, basically.
It's residential, which allows, you know, the original plan. There was a plan approved from years ago by Rusty Finley, and he had multiple lots, and they were all 60-foot lots that ran right against those. And when I talked to the families there on Whippoorwill, that one of their concerns were these small, you know, they have relatively large lots, a little bit larger home, and their concern were smaller homes on smaller lots that would be less valued than what their homes were. And so I sat down with several of the families back there just to let them know what I was doing, and they got a unanimous that they like the idea of what I'm trying to do, at least.
As I indicated last time we talked about this, the problem I have is Town Creek Road and the traffic on Town Creek Road coming up Town Creek, coming to the intersection with Silver Bluff and trying to make a turn there. Either the biggest problem, of course, is making a left turn back into town.
Right.
It's not a terrible problem making a right turn there at the hair salon and going on out Silver Bluff. You can do that fairly easily. But right now there's a lot of discussion, and I think there's in the planning stages, is the widening and possibly putting a light there and all this kind of stuff. But I'll tell you right now, there's at certain times of the day, the people in the hair salon cannot turn onto Town Creek.
Yeah, that's why I'm over. You're further over down. 250 feet away from.
Correct. You're further down, but there will be enough cars lined up at Town Creek and Silver Bluff that they cannot exit into Town Creek, and you will have five. You could have a 3 to 5 minute wait there at certain times of the day.
Sure.
Getting out into Silver Bluff. So individual homes would not put the traffic on there on Town Creek as would a business, and I have no idea about the amount of traffic, but that's the only reservation I have. Of course, it is inconsistent with the plan, with the comprehensive land use plan.
What?
Your proposal is inconsistent with the comprehensive land use plan. Not that that's...
Based on Silver Bluff. But this isn't on Silver Bluff.
No, it is inconsistent with the plan. But the comprehensive land use plan covers this area.
I understand. But I'm suggesting is that we move the Center South Regional Office Park across the street, because I can't imagine who would want to live you know, on a busy road that you just described, across from a water treatment plant. And the only people that are going to live there is going to be price-related, which is exactly what the families in Gem Lakes are concerned about.
Correct. That's the other
side. But by having a 1.86-acre site and not master planning it, I'm reducing the building size.
Right.
Is that commercial, they're going to do tree counts, they're going to have to hold their you know, so I'm reducing the building, and I'm working with, it's under a letter of intent with the children's physical therapy group. You know, there's one stone, their own building. So it's a 9-to-5 type of a business Monday through Friday.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, Mr. Calhoun? All right. Thank you. Is there yes.
Where would the ingress and egress for this lot be?
Well, actually, remember, from the developer's plan, it only, when this was annexed into the city,
right,
you were only allowed one entrance in.
Right.
That entrance is shown, the 60 feet that accesses parcel number one in the back, mm-hmm, that has to access, that's where the access to that site
okay
is.
That's what I said.
Good. That's the best.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? All right, are you in opposition or in?
Probably not.
Okay, well, if you would like to come forward then and address us.
No,
yeah, no, I'm sorry, ma'am. You have to come up to the podium. Mm-hmm. And if you'll state your name and address for the record, please.
Sure. Rebecca,
come right here.
Oh, okay.
That way it'll be recorded and we can hear.
Oh, right here.
Yes, ma'am.
We can hear you.
Rebecca Green, and I live in Gem Lake on Whippoorwill, and one of the homes on that will back up to this property. My question is, and I did talk to Mr. Calhoun, and he assured me that the trees would remain back there. But I'm looking at where my lot is, and I was wanting to know how this office is going to be situated on Town Creek. Is it, I know it's going to face Town Creek, but where on that piece of land is it going to face?
Mr. Calhoun, would you like to come forward and respond to that if that has been determined?
I was just unclear on.
In fact, if you could show us on the map.
I just wanted to.
You want me to walk through the map?
If you don't mind. Okay, if you don't mind, that would probably make it clearer.
This isn't in stone, but this is what we talked about. And the reason he's chosen this site is because there is a lot of visibility, especially with the widening of the road. The intent was to sort of build the building at the setback level up front here, which gives you your best buffer. You would enter here. The parking would be behind the building. Then we'd have trees here. And what I was sort of expressing, this is green, where this comes down. See, she's located right here.
I'm right, yeah.
And where you have this, I mean, I can't build there.
Right.
And I created this triangle, so the trees, there'd never be a reason to take those trees out. So if there's going to be houses, it's going to be sort of up in this area, so I can leave a large buffer along the back.
So then in terms of that plot, the building location would be as far away from Ms. Green's home as
yeah,
possible?
The intent is to put the building up front.
Is it just one building?
Sound barrier.
One building.
I'm looking at selling it to a person that wants, he needs about 6,000 feet. This is probably, you know, about what you're going to get, you know, with all the setbacks, this is the standard code of what would be required.
Well, if we rezone it, though, that would not be an absolute restriction.
Well, really,
you could put more than one building on there.
Well, it depends on the size of the building.
Correct. That's right. I'm not clarifying the size or anything else, but you could put more than one building on there.
Put more than one building on there, but it's all dependent on the square footage.
Now, the entrance is coming off, it wouldn't be coming off of Town Creek. It would be coming off of, you're going to put a driveway in going back there, and that would be the entrance there. I got you.
And then the rest of that property would be landscaped?
Pardon?
The rest of that property would be cleared and...
I mean, code's going to require all the land. That's going to be the building off the building today. You're just going to, based on the code. But it's based on the code for 1.8 acres, not for the 6. See, I have the whole amount of retention and everything on this portion of the property.
And the building would face there, but then the parking's going to be over on the side or behind it? Behind it?
Yeah, it's going to be behind it. This is 200 feet.
Okay.
This is 200 feet deep.
Okay.
So the total distance from Ms. Green's home to the building...
It's probably going to be about 200 feet. If I come back 30 feet.
With trees and everything in there as well. Basically, I probably wouldn't see it from my home.
Maybe in the winter.
Yeah. Remember, office has a larger setback to residential than residential has. So that's going to have a bigger setback because this is residential. And then this... There's no reason to build there.
Right.
So you're going to have trees plus the setback.
And the setback will be trees back in there.
Does that answer your question, Ms. Green?
Thank you. I just wanted to see.
No, thank you. That was good clarification. Thank you.
I just wanted to clarify. That was all
right. Is there anyone who would like to speak in favor of the application? All right. Not hearing any. Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Well, everybody's looking around like we're hoping someone will step up, but if not, it will come back to the commission then for a recommendation, for a motion.
Well, can we have discussion after this? Or can I discuss this? Or can we suspend the rules?
We can suspend the rules if
you'd like. Can we suspend the rules for just a
moment? You need to make a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules.
I'll say
it. Okay.
Wait, let's vote on it. All in favor? Okay, the motion to suspend the rules is in effect.
So even though Mr. Hunter brought up the fact that overall it's inconsistent with the comprehensive land use and transportation plan, it does say in item number one that the plan recommends the portion of Silver Bluff, blah, 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 be retained as residential, agriculture, or campus-type complexes with significant open space lands. So if it were limited to, you know, the one office building, and I don't see that he's going to get a whole lot of other office buildings on there, then that sort of meets the requirement.
Mm-hmm. It would seem that way, right?
When it says campus setting, I'm thinking like an office park, something, you know, where you have a campus. Here's it's going to be a single office
with landscaping.
Correct.
And a parking lot.
It'll be landscaping and parking lot, but it won't be a campus as in a bunch of different uses.
However, if you brought in another building, it may be campus-like.
Well, the planning department found it was inconsistent with the comprehensive land use plan. Not me. The planning department found that.
Just, yeah.
And it is, because it's not residential.
But he does have a point that who's going to want to build a house across from the water treatment?
He's got a point.
Unless you put in...
I agree.
Unless housing that may be less than desirable.
Yeah. I agree. He's got a point there.
Yeah, there is a point that, you know, you would have to, if you were a homeowner there, you would have to weigh the balance between having a commercial building that would provide you some quiet in the evenings anyway, or having smaller homes and...
Which would affect the property values.
Which would affect your property values.
Yeah, quite a bit.
That's a good point.
Mr. Paradise, as for Commissioner Hunter's discussion about traffic, did you have any thoughts on that?
Well, a traffic study would have to be done, wouldn't it?
It would depend on...
Could we require it?
You could. You could require it for its most intense use. But a traffic study typically goes on the number of trips that's generated and then the level of service on a particular road. There's not a level of service. When we did level of service surveys, Town Creek Church Road was not, we didn't get a count on it. So I don't have a level of service on that road. Traffic isn't, you know, it's tough out there, but I really don't have a comment except to say that the highway department seems to be making that step to do something on Silver Bluff Road. Okay. So hopefully some of that will be alleviated in the next, how many years?
5, maybe?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Other than this office building, did Mr. Calhoun say that he was going to develop the rest of this? No. Can't do here.
Can't. Yeah, that's going to be like a buffer.
If I could go back to the traffic count just a minute, is if it's a doctor's office or that type facility going in, the traffic generation at this parcel, or the 3 parcels as it is now, is zoned RS6. If it was developed to the maximum extent possible, I'm not for sure how many lots that would be under RS6, but with single-family residential in there, it may very well generate more traffic than an office.
Mm-hmm. What would be? What's the difference, Tommy, in office and professional? What could go in there as an office, as that could not as professional?
Well, an office institutional
is one
together category.
Yeah.
The other limited professional, limited business, has limited hours of operation. There's more stringent. It's a transition zone, and one of the things it does do is it limits the square footage of the building to 5.
The office does.
No.
The office designation or the professional designation?
Limited professional.
That's what I thought. There is no limit with the office.
Correct.
As there is with a professional. Right. So it could operate 24/7.
Yes.
And what did you say was limited to what, 500?
If it's zoned limited professional, it's limited to 5,000 square feet, the building is.
And you're looking in there typically, you're talking about doctors, lawyers, dentists, service type businesses.
Correct.
Okay. So he's requested.
Yes.
He's requested an office designation.
Yes.
Which is not 9 to 5.
It may be or it may not be depending on.
Correct. It's not restricted to 9 to 5.
It's not restricted. Correct.
I mean, this could be a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. If you look at your list.
It's. It was just a little more clear than that. What could be it, but it could be.
Go here. Right, any other comments? No. Commissioner Besley, any?
Move to reinstate the rules.
Okay. All right. We have a motion to reinstate the rules. We have a second.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Okay. We are back under the rules. And then I will call for a motion. This is the part where somebody talks.
Madam Chairman, I'll make a motion in reference to application 15-60006, a rezoning request, tax parcel 106-18-19-012 and 106-18-19-004. My motion would be to decline the application based on the consistency of the comprehensive plan and the transportation plan. And we would recommend to council that this be declined.
Okay. Is there a second? All right. All those in favor? Okay. All right. Okay. Then, Mr. Calhoun, this will go before the City Council on April 27th, and you may certainly present your case at that point. All right, item B, it's application 15-20003, an annexation request, and the applicant owner is Aiken County Habitat for Humanity. Is there someone to speak on behalf of this? Mr. Church.
My name is Richard Church. I'm the Executive Director for Habitat for Humanity. We have this particular land. I don't see it up on the presentation board up there. There we go. We would like to build 4 to 5 houses on this property. We'll probably have to do some rework on the lot arrangements on it and submit a re-subdivision on it, perhaps. But in any event, we want to put in about 4 to 5 houses there. One of the issues that we have is the sewer issue. The sewer is quite a distance away, the city sewer. I went down with our construction coordinator and spoke with the engineering department to see what it would cost or what would happen if we had to have city sewer there for our houses. And it was quite expensive. It's about 650 or so feet away. It's got to cross a couple of roads. And so we were wondering if that, could we use a septic system depending upon the perking results and so forth in there. And that would also help to determine our ultimate lot sizes as well. Then that area, that evidently the engineer said that this is, that there is the septic system in that area is being used. So I don't foresee any problem in that regard. And we're very happy with this particular location. I had one homeowner candidate says that she would like to live on Mississippi Avenue. And so I know this will probably be built on money line. I don't know what else I have to say. I don't have an appeal before this type of a board or something. So I'll sort of leave it at that. And if you have anything you'd like to ask, I'll
yes, certainly. All right. Any questions, commissioners? Okay. So basically, your request is for approval for annexation with a waiver from the sewer connection.
That's correct.
Okay. No questions? See how simple that was?
No, I can stop swimming.
we're nice folks, Richard. We're good. Okay, all right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this application? Okay, not hearing any, then this will come back to the commission for a motion.
Madam Chairman, I would like to put forth a motion that we approve this application number 15-20003 as it is in compliance with the comprehensive plan.
Okay. You have a second?
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Discussion, please.
Certainly.
Mr. Paradise, can you tell me if where is the nearest sewer, and is it not run down Mississippi Avenue that they wouldn't be able to get it? Or?
No, it is not close. They would have to go across Mississippi and North Carolina. It's on the other side of North Carolina, down close to Pickens. North Carolina has recently been repaved. In discussions with Ted, the city engineer, he's good with granting a waiver from the sewer requirements.
Okay. All right, here. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right, so we have a motion on the floor with a second. I'll call for the vote. All in favor? All right. Richard, this will go before City Council on April 27th, so you may want to be there in case they have any questions. All right, and then item C, application 15-20004, annexation and concept plan request regarding location at Old Aiken Airport Road. And it's proposed to change from urban development UD to PR planned residential. Is there someone who would like to speak on behalf of this? And here you come, the dynamic duo, right?
My name is Mike Caldwell. I live at 116 Hummingbird Lane in Lexington, South Carolina.
Hot dog, 935 Doherty Road.
Okay. All right.
Basically, we'd like to see if any of the commissioners have questions for us. This is a track located close to Citizens Park. It's an ambitious project, we think. Our goal was to develop the site with aesthetics in mind as far as the density is concerned, particularly in the townhouse section. The back side of the property, roughly 7.4, 7.5 acres. We're asking for planned multifamily. That's a sort of a back door out for us. We would like to think that the townhouse project on the front side, that we would hopefully have enough velocity of sales on the front side to be able to come back maybe to the board or to the council and try to continue the same type development on the back part of the parcel. We've got townhouse units with, if you come down one, we opted to go with duplex units versus going to a higher density of 3, 4, or 5 units in the complex. Just number one, to add aesthetics to the area, enhance the look of the community, and so therefore we probably have somewhere in the neighborhood of less than 5 units per acre on the first section of the track. We have 2 entrances onto Old Airport Road, giving us good access. With the parks close by, we feel like we're going to be adding value to the site just simply from the location. Any questions I can answer for anyone?
Commissioners? You'll have an opportunity. Wish there's any questions for either gentleman?
If you can't see it, we've got a larger board. We'd be glad to show you if you'd like to. It might be a little bit easier to see what you've got there in print. It's pretty hard to see.
One of the questions I had is, what type of buffer are you providing between the existing property owner's property and the townhomes? What I assume would be like their little backyards.
They're
because it just seems to butt right up to.
Part of the part of that, we had a discussion with Tommy Paradise about a 10-foot space in there, separation between those. Part of the property where it steps back, it wasn't shown on the site. I don't think there's an issue with us providing a 10-foot buffer. I guess my question is, Would that be a landscape area that we would be required to pull the fences in? We intend to enclose the back portion of the townhouses with fences. Mm-hmm. So they'll be closed off from view purposes for the property owners back behind. So I guess I'm questioning whether or not we would really need to add an additional 10-foot space, landscape space, on those back properties to buffer those homes, since we're going to already fence and enclose the backyards.
Yeah, I rode by there today and just looked at the property. I knew where the property was, but just had a good look at it.
Sure.
And I noticed that there are a lot of, not necessarily good quality trees, but there are a lot of old growth trees on that property. And particularly along the back side of these individuals' property, how are you going to, I mean...
Well, in the common areas, that the 20% area that we've had to set aside in the property, obviously we're going to try to maintain all of the trees that we can, you know, during the construction process, especially the old-growth trees. And you're right, there are a number of really gorgeous trees in there. Mm-hmm. And we love to do that in those areas. I don't know that around the townhomes themselves, if that's going to be possible. I think in the buffer areas, in the common space areas, the open space, I think that's something that we would love to be able to do, is protect those trees during the construction process and save them, because they're gorgeous trees.
Yeah, there are some pretty trees in there.
I think that's also the reason why we we reduced the density in there, to try to keep more green space. I mean, certainly there's a greater availability to make it more dense, but you know, we obviously know that what helps, we don't want to own them forever, so the better we can make them look, and the more trees and the more inviting it is, it's all like, well, let's go in there and let's be a nice place to live. So you know, that's the whole approach on it, is to get people to want to get out of their cars and look, because it looks, and you gotta have a reason to get out of the car first, so we gotta make it look that way.
Another thing that we did, and we separated the center section in a redesign that you guys obviously didn't see, because we did it prior to coming to the board, the commission here, and we separated the center duplex units with a 25-foot space, and obviously that's a common area, an open space area, but in that area we should be able to, if there are old growth trees in there, we should be able to protect those and keep those for the community. So when you drive in to that section off of Airport Road, that entryway was very important to us. Rather than just drive in and be looking at fences and homes immediately, we wanted to create a viewscape down the center that's going to be enticing to people coming in, and something they'll enjoy looking at.
Okay. Mr. Caldwell, one of the things that was a concern to me, I also drove around earlier in the week, is the proximity to the Carolina Bay. And you know, a lot of the wetlands can be fairly fragile areas, and I know in here you state that the project has no proposed wetland impact. How was that determined?
The engineering company surveyed and looked at the property and determined that there was no impact at all in the wetlands area from our property lines.
Just wanted to get that out there. I think that's an important consideration. All right, any other questions?
I got
yes.
Just a quick question. All right, you're talking about the total site, 27 acres.
Yes, sir.
27. The total site, 27 more or less.
Yes, sir.
Can you just give me an eyeball figure of what percentage of the site is going to be covered by buildings and parking lots? How many acres are there of buildings and parking lots? Can you do that at all?
I don't know if I can.
Just roughly, I mean, 20 acres? 22 acres?
I don't know. I'm not had anybody ask me that question. I hadn't really thought about the total coverage. Basically, we're working under 40% open space on the multifamily parcel.
Right.
And 20% open space on the duplex side. Yes. My guess is about 20 acres in the duplex side in total. And the roof areas are going to be roughly 1,400 square feet in garage. We're talking about you may be 1,600 square feet plus paving and driveways. So, you know, maybe you're 2,000 square feet for each unit.
Unit, yeah.
Times 86 units.
And all that has to go into those final designs to meet, you know, or, you know, for
but you're painting on, it's well within the 40% parameters that you had mentioned.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Whenever I did the calculations, I think there was about 25% total open space between the two projects.
Okay.
In the apartments and the duplex.
Because you're mixing them, and it was hard for me to figure out when you're mixing them like this to get a feel.
It still exceeds the minimum.
Correct. Yeah.
What is your timeline on this? Where would you start? I know you said that the apartment complex would be the last.
We're going to start at the entry right by the apartments coming off of Old Airport Road. That would be phase one.
By the florist there, you know, when you come on the same path there, that entrance to start with. And that's kind of the really nice looking entrance as well, and coming in where it's his idea to break up the units in the center and have that corridor with the lawn and stuff that would look nice.
Any other questions? All right, thank you. If you all will have a seat, but please stay available. You may have some more questions. Yes.
You ask about butting up against the houses there on Old Airport Road. Mm. A 10-foot undisturbed buffer would be required there by the zoning ordinance where duplex abuts a single family detached.
Okay. And that would be in addition to the setback for the actual construction and all that.
That would be required to be commonly owned by the HOA or something.
Okay, is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? Right, is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to it? All right, if you'll come up one at a time, or you can come together if you want to.
More or less together.
All right, another dynamic duo.
Mm-hmm. I'm Jean Geronimo. I live at 129 Simon Side, which is Brownbanks Mill, but I own a home in this vicinity, right on Old Airport Road, as she owns the home next to me, and our cousin owns the home across the street. So we're, a lot of our family is on this road.
Okay, and will you introduce yourself?
I'm Virginia Nelson, and my property is 405 Old Airport Road.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
My first question is, I noticed that they didn't do a traffic study, and I can't imagine why they wouldn't do a traffic study when you have a ball field in your vicinity, which is in your neighborhood. I mean, most places don't have that. I lived there for 25 years. I know the traffic on that road, and it is horrendous. I've had numerous animals killed on the road. People fly down the road. There's traffic. I mean, even though there's curves, I mean, there's a lot of traffic on that road. And so you're talking about not doing a traffic study. I just can't imagine not doing that with a ball field in your backyard. I mean, I know the traditional, like Jim Lake or something, where you're secluded, yeah, I can understand that, but I can't understand that.
Yes.
The traffic management ordinance would require one if the number of trips that was generated by the proposed complex, by the project, exceeded 2,000 trips per day. When I did the calculations, I came up with about 1,400, rounded to 1,500 trips per day. That was my calculation. I talked with our on-call traffic engineer about it. He was okay. And whenever their engineer came back with the traffic count for the number of trips per day, it was right in line with that 1,500 that I had come up with. So the traffic management ordinance, there wasn't enough trips to require.
And so what time of day or when did you do it? Did you do it during the season of baseball, soccer, and all that? Or did you do it in the off season?
Now this is calculated on the additional trips that would be put on that road by this complex.
If you put 200 and something houses there, you're going to have additional traffic, and there, a lot of those are going to be, depending on the houses, they're going to have kids that are going to be at that ballpark.
Which
are going to be trying to walk to the ballpark.
And that's based on the type use and the formula. And anyway, whenever I looked it up, all of those new trips was less than 2,000. so it wasn't enough trips generated to trip the ordinance.
Okay. No, we disagree.
Yeah, we disagree.
Because we lived it our whole lives. So our parents, you know, have lived there. Our children live there now, so we pretty much know. Also, I would like to know what type of housing, I guess, what type of buildings are going to be. Are they going to be for what? I don't want to step on anyone's toes, but I want to know.
Are going
to
be? I mean, is it
asking like the price range?
Yes,
or?
Price range, right?
Okay. Would y'all like to address that?
Do you want me to address the price range or the type of housing?
Or the market.
The market. Well, duplex townhomes, there have been a number of projects done around Aiken. There's currently a huge project going on in Trolley Line at this time. So it's very similar look to those homes. They're going to be somewhere between 1,200 and 1,400 square feet, single-car garage, just like the picture shows, really. Slightly offset duplexes with a garage. And we expect the price range is going to be probably 140 plus or minus. We don't know yet, obviously, because we don't know what the final cost of the development is going to be on the land side, so it's very hard to place it. Somewhere between 100 and, let's say, 135 and 150 is what we would estimate at this time. One other quick comment is about the number of homes. There's going to be 86 townhomes in the first part of the project that we show here, separate from multifamily. Multifamily exit and entry is actually on Levels Church Road, totally separate from this piece of the development where, again, our plan obviously would be if we get enough sales velocity doing duplex home on the front side, we'd love to think that we could continue through the entire project. But again, the reason for the multifamily is just viable alternatives.
How about the single homes?
The single home sites, there's 9 lots. Basically, there's 60-foot wide footprint. So obviously, and we've had, Tommy and I've had this discussion about separation. By the building code, we know if they're single levels, we can go 15-foot separation, 20-foot from anything that's two-story, bonus room, or however you want to see it. And we understand that part of the building code, Todd and myself do. So what we would build would be obviously a narrow footprint. It might or might not have a second floor. And deep enough home sites that we could have garages back tucked behind the home sites. We've all agreed that the exit driveways have to be placed carefully on the road for visibility purposes. But we would like to be able to do two-story in there if the design and size fits the footprint that we show, keeping in mind that we'd be 20-foot separation from anything close to it.
And the same price range?
I would say yes, somewhere in that same kind of price range, probably 140 to 165, somewhere in that neighborhood. Again, we don't have any specific plans for those home sites. That was a border area of the track that it made sense to put some lots there, and obviously we will probably try to build something on those sites in the initial first phase.
I didn't get your name. Are you
Mike Caldwell?
Okay, so you will build all the houses? Or are you going to sell lots, or are you
going to
build them, or?
We're both builders in Aiken. Both of us have been in Aiken. I've been here 37 years. Todd's been here a lot less. He's young. But anyway, we will be involved, directly involved, Todd Gall. Designer builders.
So it'll be one of you two building the house.
It'll be a combination of us.
Could be somebody mm-hmm. could buy the lot from you and build
no,
the house.
No, we're going to build it.
Okay, so we'll you build. Have to.
We will build, or a company associated with us will build the project.
Okay. Ladies, any other questions, or did that help you?
What are you going to do about the speed? Because, like I said, there is a lot of speeders, on the road and everything now. So, you know, especially with...
Public safety's gonna...
Well, especially with your...
That can't be a developer.
Concern of where you're putting your turn, you know, right there by the florist area. You know, you're gonna have a turn onto Bank, I mean, onto Old Airport Road, right there at that current, you know, corner. I mean, that seems to be like a dangerous area right there.
We've looked at the visibility from both of the exits and the entries that we have to that, to the townhouse development, and both of those are satisfactory distance-wise for clearance to be able to see.
And this will be in the county, no, it will be in the city, right?
Be in the city.
It'll be, okay, so that's another topic then. Okay.
And we are in the county.
Right.
So we will stay in the county. We do not want to go into the city.
So this...
And no one will make you.
Like the city, but we, our parents bought it in the county. That's the reason they built that far out at the time. We've always enjoyed it the way it is.
Well, this application for annexation is just for the property they're proposing to develop. It will not impact you.
Yeah, that's what we want to know that too.
Correct. Yes, you would have to make the application if you wanted to.
Okay. Well, I don't know if it's for you or for him. Well, it says right here, this property served by public water, blah, blah, blah. The site will provide attention in accordance with city standards. What does that mean?
Well, the design of the entire project as far as a detention area, the city water, and the sewer will be...
So you will have a detention pond? Mm-hmm. And where will that be located?
It's back toward the Carolina Bay area on the back side of the project.
Okay. And it says dense, medium density housing. What does that mean? Does that just mean you can have 200 families in one area of 27 acres?
No, it's just like what's on the plan here.
Yeah, it's...
So it's only... As it is right now, I think you said it was 86, so 86 families, so 86 single duplexes.
That's considered medium.
43 single doubles.
And does this already allocate for the apartments too?
Yeah, but they're not going to build those right now. They're not going to build those right now.
But are we okaying for those in the future, or do they have to come back because there's been no design plan? Or I don't think
this would be an inclusive request.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so we don't have any, I guess I don't know what that's going to be. And we want to know what kind of apartments there's, you know, going in also.
Well, the way this works, when, you know, when we do, right now we're approving the annexation request. If that's approved, then they can continue, they'll have to develop, you know, not only the concept plan, but more detail. That will be worked with the planning department. So all that, when they get ready to do that phase, all those details, you know, will need to be presented.
That's what I want to know. So it would come back here or go?
No, it would be done with the final approval.
Okay.
We would know.
Okay.
Whether they choose to build it in the beginning or if it's a phase two later on down the road, it will be predetermined what it will look like, even if they wait a while to start it. So it's not like we're approving it and then they can change it.
Okay.
If they want to change it, they'll have to come back before us again.
Okay.
So that does offer some protection.
Well, I don't care for apartments being added up to my property. I don't think it increases the value, but, you know...
You're okay with the houses.
Yeah.
Now, okay. Your name, the Miller, whatever you have, is that going to be just for that side of the road, or is that taking over the other side of the road, too? It's just for your area right here, right? It's not the Miller subdivision. I don't know if they really have a name.
Miller's Landing.
The other side may eventually be named something different, but this particular phase, we wanted to call it Miller's Landing, and the property owner's name was Miller.
Right.
That's
so it's the apartments, the houses, and all that.
Could be all the same. Okay. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you for your questions, and thank you for your responses.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition of this? Okay. Then it is back to the commission. May I entertain a motion? I don't think there's any questions left to be asked, are there?
Well, Madam Chairman, I would move that we approve the application 15-20004 annexation and concept plan request, tax parcel number 137-13-05-009, and with the they're also approved the request for the proposed zoning being a PR. And I think this is in of course this is an annexation, so it's I think it's within the comprehensive land use plan schedule.
It is. Are there any possible conditions that you?
No, I don't have any. I'll just make that motion.
Okay. All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any further discussion?
Since you mentioned the possible conditions, some of these, as I understand it, have to be included, do they not, Mr. Paradise, about
well, I was particularly thinking of the 10-foot buffer.
Right.
That one would have to be included.
Unless you waive it.
No, I think we would want to waive it.
So okay. Where the motion is, includes the conditions?
No. No, that particular, as I understand it, that particular condition is kind of an automatic. Is that a fair way to say it?
Well, let me amend my motion.
Okay.
Let me amend my motion if you would allow me to, Madam Chairman.
Certainly.
To allow the 1-6. Let's make all those conditions part of the motion. Just to clarify. 1-6 under possible conditions.
Okay, then may we have a second for the amended motion?
Second.
Okay, all right. Any further discussion? Then I'll call for the vote. All in favor? Okay. One opposed. Okay. All right. This will go April 27th as well. All right, there being no further business before us, this meeting is adjourned.